Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atav Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavans Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitans Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostute. Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavanishvari, Vrishabhanu, Sute, Devi, Pranamami, Hari, Priya. Vancha, Kalpataru, Bhyascha, Kripa, Sindhubhya, Evachapatitanam, Pavane, Bhyo, Vaishnave, Bhyo, Namo, Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I can see many devotees present here who were present for the Hindi session of the Shravan Kirtan camp. Maybe many of those devotees will be leaving today or going out on parikrama. But to those who are newly here, I will, particularly for them, I'll speak some introductory words similar to those I spoke. Well, let's see. I'm planning like that, but my train of thoughts might go off in a different direction. But otherwise, similar to what I spoke when I spoke in Hindi. So the first thing should be to, when people come to a new place, is to welcome them. So we should welcome all the devotees, or should we? Because this is not a new place. This is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, and we're all part and parcel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jive Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Krishna Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. We are all eternal servants of Krishna, that is the intrinsic or constitutional nature of the jiva. To be the eternal servant of Krishna and to be the marginal potency. Situated in the marginal potency, different to and not different to, manifest in such a way, different to and not different to Krishna. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Hayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Radha Krishna. So, we all belong here. This is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're all his servants. So when someone comes to their own residence, you don't welcome them. It's odd to do so. So Krishna can welcome, just like when Gopakumar, we find in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, He was away for a long time from Krishna. And Krishna was, who is the proprietor of the transcendental abode. He was very happy to greet Gopakumar. To know what I'm talking about, you have to read Brihad Bhagavatamrita or have it described to you. That's in two main parts. One is the story of Gopakumar, who starts off in Govardhan as a cowherd boy, on just like Govardhan today, there are so many cowherd boys. And gradually he meets his guru, and then he takes up Krishna Bhakti Sadhana. His sadhana is chanting the mantra given by his guru. And gradually he progresses in levels of bhakti, and he goes to Shiva Lok, then to Vaikuntha Lok, then to Ayodhya, then to Dwaraka, and eventually he goes to Govardhan. He goes to the abode of Krishna, Vrajaraja Sutta, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Vrajakishore. He goes there. So, after a long time in the material world, we have come, we have this opportunity to come to the spiritual world. And Mayapur is the spiritual world. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, so Mayapur is Vrindavan. They are of the same quality, completely spiritual quality. Shriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusha Kalpatarava Dhruma Bhunish Pumish Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kata Ganam Natyam Gamanam Apivangshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Paramapitatas Vadyam Apicha. The description of the Vrindavan is given in the Brahma Sanghita. There are so many descriptions. Chintamani, Prakara, Satmasu, Kalpa, Vriksha. How in Vrindavan, everything is completely spiritual. The people, the land, the trees are wish-fulfilling trees. But you can't go there unless you only desire to serve Krishna. So, anyone who in Vrindavan who desires anything else than service to Krishna is not in Vrindavan. So we can actually come to Mayapur, which is non-different from Vrindavan, by hearing that we should have no desire other than to serve Krishna. Otherwise, if we live in Vrindavan or Mayapur, but we are cultivating desires other than to serve Krishna, then we're not really living in the Dharma at all. Mayapur is non-different from Vrindavan, but just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but there is a difference in mood. He is Krishna, but he is Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam. He is Krishna, Nomi Krishna Swarupa. We offer obeisance to him, who is the very form of Krishna, but he has or is overcome by the feelings of Radha, and thus he becomes yellow or golden. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, she who is golden color, the color of hot gold, that Gaurangi becomes Gauranga. So he's Krishna, but with the mood of Radha, which is not easy to understand. Shri Krishna, Shri Gopi, Parama Virod, Achinta Leela Prabhur Ati Shudur Bod. He's Krishna and he's a gopi. When the two moods are just the opposite, one is the mood of the master, one is the mood of the servant, female servant. So it is inconceivable that the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Krishna's pastimes are inconceivable, unlimitedly so, but even more so, those of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ati sur durbod. Durbod means difficult to understand. Sudurbod means very difficult to understand. And ati sur durbod means very, very difficult to understand. So we come to Mayapur to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not with a ruler. We're not trying to measure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're not trying to fit him into our brain pattern. We simply come here to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada said that Vrindavan is my home. Bombay is my office. And Mayapur is my place of worship. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is worshipping Krishna. He is to be worshipped also by his devotees. How is he worshipped? Krishna varnam tvisha krishnam sangopangastra parshajam yagyai sankirtanay prayer yagyai sankirtana prayer yajanti hi sumedasaha. Those who are of good intelligence, which is uncommon in this material world, especially in Kali Yuga. In the material world, people are stupid. We all have to be stupid to come here, or to be here. And in Kali Yuga, people are extraordinarily stupid. Amazingly stupid. But those who are of good intelligence, they worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the Sankirtan Yajna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, but he doesn't look like Krishna. Well, he does. He looks like Krishna in every respect, except that his bodily form is golden. Changed his characteristic. If you look at someone, then you know they're, well, you know what they look like. It's something very basic. If the color changes completely, then you think maybe it's not the same person. It is the same person, but he is of a different color. Now he's golden. Anta Krishna Bahir Gaura. He's inside Krishna, inside blackish, and outside golden. So he appears with all his associates. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot understand, but we should try to understand. Anyway, to the extent that it is possible for us tiny jivas. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is the statement, or the first statement of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktang Isham Isha Avatarakam Tat Prakashang Tatak Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, he is properly known along with his associates. We offer obeisance, the first verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We offer obeisances, first of all, to the gurus, who are the manifestations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jadapi ama guru Chaitanya Radas Tatapi janeho taha Chaitanya Prakash. Although my guru, it's also from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj writes, although my guru is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I know him also to be a manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we offer obeisances to the gurus, to the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Some distinction is made there. In one sense, every devotee is a guru, but those who specifically take the role of instructors in the science of Krishna, they are specifically known as gurus. So we offer obeisance to the gurus, to all the devotees of the Lord. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Isham, to the Supreme Lord himself, to his avatars, to his various manifestations, and to his shaktis. To his, oh, Shakti. It's one of those words which is not very translatable into English because there's no concept in English of the what it means to be a Shakti of the Supreme Lord. Actually, even in Indian languages, that word Shakti is there, which, just like we say, Shakti. Generally we say Shakti if there's no other qualifying adjective, then Shakti is generally equated with Durga. Hare Krishna. Ah. So that's also a misconception. Well, it's not totally incorrect, but generally the conception that goes with it is that, just like they say, Durga, Adya Parashakti, the original supreme energy. Those who are Shaktos, those who are votaries of Durga, they're called Shaktos. So they have a misconception also. So to understand any word properly, we have to have it explained by those who understand it properly. There are so many misunderstandings. The whole world is full of misunderstandings. They have these ludicrous institutions called universities, in which they propose to educate people. But everything they think they know is all wrong from the beginning. So actually what happens is, the more people learn, the more they get confused. unless we have a clear understanding of reality, then everything we learn will simply reinforce our misunderstanding. That's why we find that it's very difficult for so-called learned people to become devotees of Krishna, because they're very proud that I know so much. Dinere adhik daya kare Bhagavan, kulin pandit dhani bara abhima. Krishna is especially kind to those who are in society who are considered very low, because those who are very high in the eyes of society, those who are high born, those who are highly educated, those who are wealthy, they're all proud. They're thinking, yes, I'm very high. So they think they have nothing to learn from Vaishnavas. So they don't learn. So many misconceptions. Therefore, we should hear from Vaishnavas what is the actual meaning of every word, practically every word that non-devotees, everything they say, it's all a misunderstanding. Just like common question, fairly common. Do you believe in God? Now, every word, when uttered by a non-devotee, is just full of misconceptions. God? If they say God, the God they believe in, they don't know who is God. Then they say they believe in God. And many people, their idea of God is the most nasty person imaginable. According to the religion, so-called, another word, religion. What does it mean? People don't. So they have this idea that God creates living beings and then he throws most of them into hell forever without any chance of ever escaping. So that's their idea of God. If you believe in such a God, don't believe. Even if there is such a God, you don't want to believe in him. Better go to hell and see him. It'd be more hellish just to see him. Satan might be better. It's another imagination, Satan. So do you believe? What do you mean by believe? Generally, these people who want you to believe in their monstrous God, they want you just to believe, blind faith. Believe means turn off your intelligence, if you ever had any. Or make your non-intelligence even worse by just believing. And then you say, do you? Who are you? No, who you? Who am I? My name is such and such. This is my wife. Third wife. This is my son. This is my stepson from my second marriage. This is my cat. This is my... Who are you? Yeah, that's me. And then God will save me and I'll come back in the same body. So many stupid ideas. Just monstrous ignorance. No wonder there's so much atheism in the world. When what is promoted as theism is just, monstrously stupid. I mean, the basic idea that there is a supreme controller to who we have to submit, that's okay. But when they try to understand anything more about it, because they don't have proper guidance, then everything is a misunderstanding. And then, of course, well, universities, they're mostly non-religious. They believe in science. They don't say we believe in science. They don't like that word because it's associated with the word believe is associated with the blind faith, which is associated with what they call religion. So they're interested in hard facts, demonstrable facts. That is supposed to be science. But because they don't have a clear understanding of reality, then all they learn, whether it's science or humanities or whatever it is, it simply causes them to become more and more confused. Therefore, we should hear from Vaishnavas. Who can hear from Vaishnavas? Why are you sitting here listening to me? Because Shadhavan Jan Hoy Bhakti Adhikari. Those who have faith, they can begin the process of Krishna consciousness, which begins with hearing. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kariyayodha. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Shadha Kabuna. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Kariyayodha. The Krishna Prem, as Srila Prabhupada would say, Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition, but it is the natural consciousness of the living being. So that has to be revived by the process of Krishna consciousness, beginning with hearing and chanting. These are the two main processes of Krishna consciousness, not to undermine the others. Not that those who are doing deity worship or any other services, that is any less, or they're on a lesser platform. But hearing and chanting, they are the prime processes for reviving our dormant Krishna consciousness. And for those who are in pure Krishna consciousness, hearing and chanting, Shravan Kirtan, these are about Krishna, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho. This is their natural propensity. They automatically, because they are in pure consciousness, one in pure consciousness automatically glorifies Krishna and likes to hear about Krishna. So those who are faithful, those who have attained or they have a basic faith that here I have to hear, H-E-A-R, about Krishna. I have to hear topics of Krishna which will bring me closer to Krishna, which will put me on the path by which I can come to Krishna. So hearing and chanting about Krishna, that has to be from a proper source. Just like the example is given, the speaker should be bona fide and the hearer should be bona fide. The speaker should be bona fide means in parampara of devotees who themselves are properly situated in Krishna consciousness, and the speaker should speak in accord with what he has heard from his bona fide guru, and the hearers, they should hear with faith, not in a challenging mood, and with a desire to have their consciousness purified. Our consciousness at the present time is not pure. Of course, the jiva never has any real touch with the material world, but we are apparently covered by so many misconceptions. So we have to hear. In the beginning, there is some basic faith. When one has the faith that hearing, this is my only duty, to hear from those who we have the faith that they can instruct us in such a way that by hearing from them, we will be free from all misunderstandings, all material attachments, all lust, greed, anger, illusion, pride, and envy. All benefit will be there by hearing. One who has that faith, they are fit to be initiated in Krishna consciousness. Those who have this faith. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat. The process of hearing, that is known as diksha, of attaining spiritual knowledge. So that is attained by hearing faithfully, by serving. Hearing faithfully means tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Hearing, questioning, and serving those who should be heard from. So pariprasna means that faith is there, that here I should hear. From this person, from these persons I should hear. But it's understood that there are various doubts, because Krishna consciousness, it's not like any subject of this material world, because it is not a subject of this material world. There are various subjects within this material world that one may hear about and study, but they are all based on the template of forgetfulness, or basis, you can say. I heard the translation stop at the word template. All on the basis of forgetfulness of Krishna. All on the basis that this world is meant for our enjoyment. Ishvaroham aham bhogi, for nourishing this misunderstanding that I am the controller and enjoyer of this world. Or there are some less common class of people who see that this world is a place of suffering, and then their aim is to escape from this world, but their aim is not to serve Krishna. So bhogis and tyagis, those who accept the world to enjoy it, those who reject the world because they find it to be a place of suffering. So it's, in another way, that's another kind of wanting enjoyment. So such people are not fit to hear about Krishna from Vaishnavas. But even those who do come to hear about Krishna from Vaishnavas, they come with the so many misconceptions. which are marketed in the world, and there can be unlimited misconceptions. Even when we're hearing about Krishna from devotees, and we understand, or we think we understand, or we begin to understand the basic principles of Krishna consciousness, that Krishna, the knowledge of Krishna, knowledge of reality, is based on Shastra, it's not based on empiric so-called knowledge. That knowledge has to be received in Guru Parampara. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the emporium of rasa. So like this, there are basic points which we basically accept, but then people can bring doubts. Either in our own consciousness can arise doubts, or someone may come to us and say, "You believe in God? What do you believe in God for? There's no God." And people may say it with such conviction, "There's no God." And when people say things with conviction, especially if they say things with conviction, we tend to get influenced by that. That's why you'll see the TV adverts. They say, I don't know, I'm not a connoisseur of TV adverts, but you'll hear that, "Buy surf. Surf is the best washing powder." Buy surf. Surf is the best washing powder. They don't say, it's in a very commanding voice, as if it's an established fact that if you buy surf, then your life will be wonderful in all respects. There's nothing better that you could do to enhance your position in this world than to buy surf. Then the next advert comes and tells you to buy something else. And it works. People are stupid enough to watch the TV in the first place. And they're convinced by the adverts. That's why they pay huge amounts of money to advertise on the TV, because people are convinced. Even though, if one was at all to apply any intelligence, then one can understand that this advertisement for surf, or whatever they may be advertising, is meant to convince me to buy surf so that the owner of the surf company will get more money. They're not really interested in my benefit. They're interested in my money. So what they say in a very commanding voice, that's only being shown on the TV, not because the owners of the TV company are highly knowledgeable and highly benevolent, and therefore for the benefit of their viewers they are making an advertisement so that the people can be benefited by buying surf. It's not like that. It's just because they know that we're stupid, and they take advantage of that, and people buy surf. So whatever people say, they tend to be convinced, and if they speak in a very convinced way, "There's no God," maybe there's no God, I'm wasting my life, I should be buying surf. If surf is good, I should buy packets and packets and fill my whole home with surf. Everywhere, surf, surf, surf. So we tend to be convinced, and or people may present their theories in very sophisticated ways, give very sophisticated sounding arguments, or produce books which are very slickly printed with many diagrams and photos to convince us about all kinds of things which are not true. But the people who write the books, either they think that it's true, or they're deliberately manipulating people. So there's so many books, and so many people saying so many things. So it becomes difficult to find our way. Shabda Jala Maharanyam. The net of words is like a great forest. Kevala Chitta Brahmanam, which just makes us more and more confused. So how to get out of this? Tad Vijnanartham Sagurum Evabhigacchet. When we have enough intelligence to understand that this material world is not the proper place, not the place to be, then we should find out that knowledge by which we can come out of this world. Therefore we should approach a guru. But even we're hearing from a guru. Guru means Jai Krishna Tapta Veta Shai Guru Hoy. One who knows the science of Krishna is a guru. Now, even in the course of hearing that, we may hear some other things. People may come and say that, well, actually, Prabhupada didn't teach you properly. They may say that. But it's all right, it's good that you're chanting Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada, he was good, but he didn't really know what he was talking about. They may say that, and then you get all confused. Or there's so many things they may say. There are so many misconceptions. So we should hear with a basic faith. If we are to be benefited, we should hear with the basic faith that I have to hear. And what so many others say, let them say it. But I have to hear. And doubts may be there. Then we should ask Pariprashna. Someone may come and say, well, Prabhupada said this, but he didn't know what he was talking about. Or they may say that, well, Prabhupada said this, but he didn't really mean it. Or they may say, Prabhupada said this, but you know, when you come to a higher platform, you can understand that what he said, that was just primary, and then you have to go on to something higher. Or they may say that Prabhupada said that, and that was true then, but it's, you see, times have changed now, and there's so many ways. Actually, if they say that Prabhupada was wrong, oh, they don't even want to, you're just saying that, but well, we have to say that. We have to say that because people say that, and then show how Prabhupada is right. But there are others who say that Prabhupada was right, but you see, you don't really understand it properly, and therefore you have to, and then they tell you so many things. The import of which is that actually, I'm right, and Prabhupada, he didn't really explain it very well. Just like the Mayavadis, they take Bhagavad Gita, and they say, well, Krishna, he spoke Bhagavad Gita, it's pretty good. But it's not really that clear, so we shall explain it to you. That Krishna, after all, he was only a Kshatriya, and I'm a Brahmana. So he didn't really get it quite right, so we shall explain it better. when Krishna says, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhaktaha, think of me and become my devotee, what he really meant to say the Mayavadis, is not really to think of Krishna, but to think of the unborn eternal within Krishna. Of course, Krishna didn't say that. And there is no unborn eternal within Krishna. It's not that Krishna is separated, or there's no inside Krishna and outside Krishna. So we have to hear, be free from all misconceptions and doubts. Maya sakta manah partha yogam yunjanmada shraya asangshayang samagrang mang yata gyasasi tachchrinu. Krishna says to Arjuna, now hear from me with your placing your all your attachment in me. Don't be attached to this material world. Hear from me that knowledge by which you can be free from all doubts. Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshami asheshata, by which you can know everything. So, Hare Krishna, we should go. This is the introductory talk, and we should go now for darshan and Guru Puja. Hare Krishna.